If you have ever spent much time around young children, you know they can be like little parrots. They're always listening and then repeating what you say. Mimicking is how children learn, but it can be a bit awkward when they repeat something you didn't intend for them to hear. So have you ever said something out loud that you thought was in private? Have you ever kept a secret hidden, hoping it would never see the light of day? Well, the theme for this meditation from Luke chapter 12 is about disclosure. Realizing that you are never really alone. There are always eyes to see and ears to hear. And if not the prying gaze of a child or a neighbor, then indeed the eternal presence of God. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and a place where you can rest in the gaze of God. Just take this opening moment to center your mind, close your eyes, and quiet your breathing. And for a moment, rest in silence as you contemplate being known by the Holy Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Safe in this divine retreat, listen and respond to this reading from Jude chapter 1. And as I lead us, answer, Lord God, help me be mindful of all I say and do. And may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. But you, beloved, build yourselves upon the foundation of your most holy faith. Continually progress and rise like an edifice higher and higher. And Lord God, help me to be mindful of all that I say and do. You, beloved, pray in the Holy Spirit and keep yourselves in the love of God. And Lord God, help me be mindful of all that I say and do. And you, beloved, wait anxiously and look forward to the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, which will bring you to eternal life. And Lord God, help me be mindful of all that I say and do. Spend a few more moments now being known by the divine presence, being aware of God being aware of you. What is your mood? Is it positive or negative? Are you worried and tired or angry? Or are you joyful, blessed, and at peace? Well, whatever your mood, let that be the fuel to come to the Lord right now. What is the dominant feeling in your mind? Well, take note of it and start there as you come to God. Just be honest with your Heavenly Father. Thank the Holy Spirit for this moment of transparency. And for this next minute, continue to gently whisper, Lord God, help me be mindful of all I say and do. Center on this prayer. Help me be mindful and aware. Now continue on in stillness by centering on your breathing. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes. And along with me, take 3 deep, slow breaths from your belly and through your nose and out through your mouth. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper softly, "Lord God, help me be mindful of all I say and do." Even as you breathe, practice being mindful. Notice how each breath is different, each feeling unique. Notice now each breath that you take. Your mind may wander, and that's fine. Just let the wandering be a trigger for you to pause and center back on your breathing. I will give you a minute, but try counting back from 10, and with each exhale, silently whisper, "Lord God, help me be mindful of all I say and do." As you breathe, stay centered on being known by the Holy Father. Become deeply aware of the guiding hand of the Holy Spirit, and mindful too of the love of Christ. Does your mind wander away from them? Does it drift? Well, remember, just pause, breathe, and center back on being known by God. Take another minute to stay centered as you whisper your centering prayer. Lord God, help me be mindful of all I say and do. Let aware be your sacred word. Continue on now as you listen to this passage, these words of truth from Luke chapter 12, verse 3, and we'll begin in the New Living Translation. "Whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be shouted from the housetops for all to hear." What truth did you hear? Well, listen once more and be mindful of what you think God wants you to hear. "Whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be shouted from the housetops for all to hear." Did something sound new or fresh from this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to be aware of the divine spirit guiding you. listen once more, but consider it now from a wider reading in the New International Version. Meanwhile, when a crowd of many thousand had gathered, so that they were trampling on one another, Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, saying, "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What you've said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the roofs." What in this passage will stay with you? What did the Holy Spirit bring to your mind? Well, for this next minute, return once more to your breathing and being aware of God. In this third reading, let the scripture softly resonate in deeper reflection as you listen from the New International Reader's Version. During that time, a crowd of many thousand had gathered. There were so many people that they were stepping on one another. But Jesus spoke first to his disciples. "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees," he said. "They just pretend to be godly. Everything that is secret will be brought out into the open. Everything that is hidden will be uncovered. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight. What you have whispered to someone behind closed doors will be shouted from the rooftops." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So how is God challenging you right now? What are you becoming more mindful and aware of something you've said or done? I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just acknowledge it and then pause, relax, and bring your attention back to your breath as you whisper, "Lord God, help me be mindful of all I say and do." Now resting in a quiet moment of imaginative contemplation, return once more to this passage. What are your emotions when you learn that your secrets will be brought out into the open? How do you feel knowing everything you're hiding will be uncovered? And what you have said in the dark that will be heard in the daylight? Take this next minute to become mindful and aware of this disclosure. You are hiding nothing from God. He already knows. So take this next minute to bask in the freedom of telling him anyway. center once more on your breathing. And only when you're ready, start to slowly open your eyes. How do you feel different than when we began? Well, I pray that you feel free from secrets, released from regrets, and forgiven from what was hidden as you walk along the way. And as you encounter another lost soul, someone hiding from God, consider how God might use you to help them hear, see, and be known. Let me pray this closing benediction over you to remember that what you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be shouted from the housetops for all to hear. So may you whisper now the love of Christ, shout thanks to the Holy Spirit, and proclaim the salvation of God from the rooftops now and always. Amen.